Hi everyone, and welcome to UIN's election coverage for 2021. I'm Laura McGaughan, reporting on Josie Jessop's manifesto. Josie Jessop's four key manifesto points are to strengthen relationships, support clubs, revamp varsity, and drive participation and engagement. In Josie's first manifesto point of strengthening relationships, she would look to build up relationships with Sutton Bonington Sports and the Activities Officer to ensure that sports provision is better for students and that their needs can be fully listened to. Josie would also look to better support clubs through the COVID-19 pandemic by holding drop-in sessions so that any presidents can go to her with concerns that need addressing in order to better support these societies. Josie would also seek to revamp varsity as she realises that this year there's not been an opportunity to make a varsity series as good as she would have hoped. Josie therefore hopes to make the next varsity series the biggest and best one yet, ensuring that sports clubs get the varsity they deserve. In order to achieve this, she would look at incorporating proper opening and closing ceremonies for the events and ensuring that even more student groups and volunteers are involved in the programme. Finally, Josie would look to drive participation and engagement in sport, ensuring that participation is even greater for sports across UIN and that everyone feels welcome playing sport at the university. She would seek to do this by working with the Environmental and Social Justice Officer to ensure that the carbon footprint of sport is lower and that it can be more sustainable to include even more students. Having previously been the sports officer this year, Josie believed this gives her the leadership experience and knowledge needed to take on this role for another year, and she believes that by rerunning, this would allow to have the stability needed in this leadership role. However, she understands that she hasn't been able to deliver on all of her aims this year because of the COVID pandemic and the barriers put in place. So she would hope that next year she'd be able to properly deliver on all of these pledges and ensure that the pandemic doesn't negatively impact sport going forwards. Amber Gooden is running for the position of sports officer in the 2021 SU elections. Her manifesto focuses on five key areas: representation, welfare, inclusivity, integration of intramural sports, and sponsorship. In seeking more representation in sport, Amber would look at widening participation by organising a varsity community festival to involve schools and fundraise for charity. She would also develop a live timetable for clubs to ensure that bookings can be made easier and no clashes should occur. She would also seek to collaborate with Sutton Bonington so that their concerns from the sports execs are better understood and heard. Amber also believes that prioritising welfare is essential as sports officer. In doing so, she would look to streamline the pathway for welfare issues so the issues can be better dealt with, and she would also ensure that intramural sports officers are also given welfare training and are supported through this process. She would also seek to improve welfare training so that it is clearly effective and introduce a new position of welfare in sports chairperson so that welfare becomes an even bigger priority for the sports executive board. In seeking to improve inclusivity in sport to ensure that events are accessible to all, Amber would also look at increasing the amount of activities that the sports network run, such as Girls Night In, and she would also look to ensure that any sports activities are accessible for low-income groups and that these groups have been given equality, diversity and inclusion training so that their activities can be even more inclusive. In addition, Amber would also seek to better integrate intramural sports into the system, ensuring that students understand the different level of sports at the university. She would seek to do this by improving communication with the intramural sports chair and ensuring that intramural sports activities are given the proper recognition they deserve at the Freshers' Fair and through increased publicity across social media. Finally, Amber would seek to improve sponsorship opportunities for sports clubs to ensure that they can properly recover from the financial impact of COVID-19. She would seek to do this by building up relationships with local businesses to try and secure long-term sponsorships for these clubs. Having previously been elected as both the Social Secretary and President of the Netball Society, Amber believes she has the leadership skills needed to take on this role. She's also been involved with intramural sport and Big Bucks Wednesday, which has given her a real insight into the leadership required to take on a role in sport. Amber wants to better improve communication, and her motto is to make sport a good un.
The sports officer hustings, which lasted just over half an hour, saw current officer Josie and newcomer Amber discussing an array of topics with a particular focus on the return of sport following COVID-19. The hustings open with a discussion of the work carried out during the lockdowns to ensure that sport could continue and a debate as to whether online classes would be maintained even after David Ross Sports Village gets the green light to reopen and university teams can begin training again. Both candidates were keen to continue online sessions, but also discussed the importance of promoting and driving uptake of in-person sport when allowed.
Do you see a digital offer continuing even as sport returns to an in-person activity too, in order to increase engagement with sports events and activity?
The answer to that would be, I'd say yes, like 100%. I think it's really, really important that we offer some sort of online engagement. After the year we've all just had, I think it's really clear how important the online engagement is. I think it's really, really good for low-income groups because that means that they can get that kind of free access. I also think that with membership prices, I think it's quite good. It's almost like a try before you buy situation where people can access that online activity.
Thank you. Josie?
Yeah, so my answer to this is definitely yes. I have drive for participation and engagement on my manifesto this year, and the online provision has a really big part to play in that. So I think COVID's taught us a lot of things going forward, and one of the biggest learnings from that is the importance of an online offer. The online provision offered by UON Sport, and kind of in partnership with the UNSU, has been so much more accessible and inclusive for students because it's free, anyone can access it, and obviously we have the Moves app, which I've been on the working group with this year. So we set that all up and kind of got it running, which has been great to see so many people be involved in like a free and accessible way. And obviously staying fit is so important for your physical and mental health. And it's great that they have kind of an online substitute for that when we couldn't do things in person. So in that way, the online provision has a really big role to play. And it's also engaging is on the vision for sport, which I've worked with the sports senior management team on this year. So making sure that that's a key part of the sport delivery. And finally, I just think it's really important for clubs and programmes that they kind of give the opportunity for students to get involved in the programmes when they ordinarily wouldn't.
Unsurprisingly, Varsity was a hot topic with a few questions focused on the Trent versus UON sporting event. Josie discussed that she had already been in the planning stage for this year's Varsity and stressed that she wanted an even bigger and better Varsity for its return next year.
So Varsity, my favourite topic. To bring back Varsity 21-22, I want to make it bigger, I want to make it better than all of the years before, and I have the experience to know exactly how to do that because I'm in deep in the planning of Varsity right now. I think with delivery for Varsity, it's so important to have continuity in the role. You need someone who has been involved as a player, participant, an organiser, spectator, and I've been all of those things. For next year, series, I want to incorporate more Varsity volunteers than ever before, more sport clubs, wider student group involvement, and making it the spectacle that it should be. We have a huge city, we have two brilliant universities, and it needs to be that spectacle. I want to incorporate opening and closing ceremonies for the series and just make it that big student body event that it should be. I want to include more inclusive and diverse sport in the series, featuring the sports that are a part of our inclusive sport programme. So wheelchair basketball, who've recently been promoted to a Buck sport. So it'd be great to give them that platform and really show kind of the wealth of inclusive sport programmes that we have at UON Sport.
Amber agreed that Varsity should come back better than ever and stressed her ideas of ensuring Varsity was a whole event with activities before and after the games to keep teams engaged and excited.
Yeah, so Varsity is on my manifesto as well. I want to make sure to widen Varsity participation and just improve the overall event. I think it's a real shame that when you have a Varsity event, you just end up at the end, you just go home. Like, I think it's just a real shame that that happens. And I think there needs to be something that happens before and after the event to make sure, just to make it bigger and better so that everyone can engage in it. So what I really want to do is create a Varsity Community Festival. So this means that I would invite like local local businesses and stalls for events during the day, just so they will be on, basically when you finish the event and you can go off, you can, you know, like similar to the welcome fair, you can grab a slice of like free Domino's pizza and keep queuing in the line and keep getting up. And then I also want to work with club nights such as Crisis and Ocean to organise varsity night outs as well. And then I also want to work with local schools, charities. You can work with societies that support charities as well within our university, just to make sure that basically more people can participate in varsity and volunteer for those events. I just think, first of all, as well, that would raise a lot of money for charity. I just think it's a real shame that varsity is such a small event when it should be a massive event that everyone should take part in.
Ensuring other campuses were included in UON Sport was also mentioned, as both candidates stressed that they would work closely with Sutton Bonington and other satellite campuses to ensure they were equally included. The hustings closed with discussions of ensuring UON Sport was representative and inclusive, as Josie stated she wanted to work alongside other full-time officers to carry on initiatives such as the Rainbow Laces.